This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The Gosnell, Philadelphia murder trial is now in week 7, and the jury focused Thursday on co-defendant Eileen O'Neill, a former med student who allegedly masqueraded as a doctor at the Gosnell abortion business. One abortion clinic after another is being caught on video, essentially mimicking Kermit Gosnell. Would an abortionist help a baby if the baby survived an abortion? Would staff at an abortion business resuscitate a baby born that way? Whatever some might say about undercover videos, those made by Live Action are telling a story certainly uncomfortable to abortion advocates. State officials in Michigan are wondering why their state medical board has not revoked the medical license of an abortion business operator whose clinic was closed for unsafe conditions. Stories of malpractice are surfacing in legislative hearings in Lansing. This is Life News Radio. After facing the reality of abortion, the next thing to face is that there are millions of women, men also, with an abortion in their past who need and deserve love. Yes, love and healing after an abortion. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org or call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. For me. In other news, while proponents of abortion rights and international law lament the lack of recent progress, news comes that UN delegates are getting tired of abortion advocates monopolizing the work of UN commissions, while pressing concerns and problems go neglected. And in a sign that China wants to muzzle Chen Guangcheng free in this country, his nephew is being denied treatment for appendicitis there. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.